You're listening to SBS News.
Stop the war!
Right now!
Stop the killing!
Right now!
They may come from different ethnic groups, but they agree on one thing. The situation in Myanmar needs to change. Protesters from the Karen, Kachin, Arakan and Chin communities have gathered outside the West Australian Parliament, calling for help from the Australian government. They represented several ethnic groups they say are facing discrimination from the Myanmar government. Samuel Poe of the West Australian Karen community says people need to know not only Rohingya are being persecuted.
Rohingya is what you have been hearing news right now the last 2-3 years. It's in regards to Rohingya, but us as the other ethnic group, we've been suffering for so long already. And yes, we are here protesting and rallying because we want the international community to be aware of this also.
Kachin Association of Australia member Teresa Gorlu says democracy in Myanmar is not operating as it should.
We would like to have the true, genuine democracy in Burma, which at the present, the military government is interfering with all these democratic movements.
High on their list of concerns is what they say is escalating military action against the country's ethnic groups. The protest organisers say the peace process initiated by the government is being used to violate what is meant to be a nationwide ceasefire. The larger ethnic groups such as the Karen, Kachin, Arakan and Chin communities say the army is committing widespread human rights violations throughout the country. The claims include torture, forced labour and rape, along with blocking aid. Human rights lawyer Scott Johnson has travelled extensively through Myanmar and says people he met have been killed.
2 months ago, my Karen guide was shot and murdered by the Burmese army. His name is Saw Umu. They killed him and he was a civilian.
The Myanmar government has come under increased scrutiny since the Rohingya crisis began, but other ethnicities say their plights are being ignored. The Karen community's Jonesy Pegram says the protesters are hopeful their voices will be heard.
There are people who are suffering in silence, so we are just the voice to let the world hear.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.